This was a Saturday morning hustle flashback episode.
Good morning. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means. The Saturday morning hustle podcast. Outworking the competition while they still sleep. And today we're going to talk about podcast. Yes, it's a little bit meta and I've done it before here on the Saturday morning hustle podcast. I've also done it on my business podcast because the podcast has been an important part of what I do and how I communicate with people. And so that is what I'm bringing to you, the audience today, is how you can podcast, how you can engage, you can enjoy your favorite podcast better and deeper if you understand how they're made. Full 20 minutes on how to make your own podcast, how to keep it instructional, how to be informative, how to build audience, how to keep yourself engaged, and how to utilize it for your business or your career. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Step number one, of course, is you have to be able to record yourself. You have to have some sort of recording system. This is a scenario where I can tell you there's a huge range between the most simple free system or something you already own, all the way through something like what you see here with a professional microphone, a professional video camera, a professional studio. There's professional lighting all around me, etc. Obviously, that is for people who take podcasting very serious. It's part of their job. It's part of their career path. It is something they want to be known for. You're willing to spend that time and money on it. But everyone doesn't have to do that. And in fact, I would tell you, if you're going to start a podcast, or if you're a rookie in the podcast scenario, I definitely wouldn't start by spending a lot of money, because you need to figure out the other processes behind producing a podcast that's more important than the actual production quality level. Because if your process isn't good, then your content isn't good and your delivery will not be good. And then it doesn't matter how beautiful the microphone is or how crystal clear the camera is that you're shooting on when you record these things, if you're not organized, if you don't make sense, and you're not bringing value to other people. That's the key, bringing value. That's why people like podcasts. That's why people engage podcasts. And so if you're going to be a podcaster, or if you're going to be someone who pays attention to podcasts in a different way, you have to understand the value that comes with it. So first of all, you can work in your own studio, like you see here, like that we have here for the Saturday Morning Hustle and for the Neo Marketing Podcast. Plenty of people lease out my studio by the hour to produce their content as well for their businesses and other things that they're doing. It happens. So you can go to a studio, pay premium, but only when you need it, and have someone who will help you through the process. So there's value in that payment. You can also set up your own studio. Essentially, this was set up for us that we let other people use. So we set up our own studio. A lot of people have done that too. I can tell you that the price is going down and the quality is going up of what we would call prosumer or pro-consumer models of cameras, microphones, recorders, etc. Things that used to be exclusive for recording studios or radio, television, film production, and thus very expensive. Those things have become much more accessible nowadays. So you can build your own studio if you're very serious about creating content like this on a very regular basis. There are also lots of co-working spaces and other studio spaces available that you can lease by the hour, half hour, like a traditional studio setup where you walk in, you sit down, you hit record, you do your thing, you hit stop, they give you a file or they email it to you later, or you can hire people to edit these things for you as well. Something else I think you probably wouldn't consider is you can get some really good value out of editors, at sound effects, and all kinds of things that could go into a podcast or help you produce a podcast on a regular basis on platforms like Fiverr that are much higher quality than you would expect and a better deal than you might anticipate if you're willing to take the time, do the research, really dig through it. And if you're organized, and we talked about process earlier, if your process is really clean, you can get some stuff done really effectively, efficiency, utilizing a service like Fiverr or using a local freelancer, or working with other podcasters who already have the setup, who maybe have a good process in place where you give them a couple of bucks and they help you with editing, or they teach you how to do it. And then you get all the way down to the simplest ideas of what a podcast could be, which is essentially a smartphone. A smartphone talking right to the video recorder is as good of a podcast platform as you need to get started. Other great free apps are out there, like Anchor, I think is fantastic. I use Anchor for the Saturday Morning Hustle, and it's where I started. Originally, it was only a 5-minute podcast platform, so the original podcast on Saturday Morning Hustle were 5 minutes. But before that, before there was a podcast, it was just social media posts, was making videos for Instagram, which were 1 minute. So I started using a smartphone, just a video, no microphone, just the microphone built into the camera, making Instagram videos, then translating into 5-minute podcast via audio only on the Anchor app. There are plenty of great apps like that. Spreaker has a great app. There's lots of them out there. If you Google free or low cost podcast production, you'll find a lot of apps out there. And if you're a beginner, if you're just starting, again, if you are trying to figure out how you're doing things, getting your own self voice, developing your processes, etc., the quality of the production is limited by your need and know of what you're doing. So don't get caught up in equipment and spending money, but be focused on doing it, practicing, rehearsing, going ahead. And then once you get better, you can elevate your equipment along with how much better you get. Probably one of the things I hear a lot of people who will be considering doing a podcast, or maybe they've done one or two episodes and stopped doing it, was they just felt like that they weren't very good at it. And my answer is, of course you're not very good at it the first time you do it. You're not supposed to be very good at it the first time you do it. You're supposed to get better at it as you go along. It's okay that you're not great the first time. It's perfectly fine that you are not great on the first episode, the second episode, the seventh episode. I've done over 100 episodes of both of the two podcasts that I produce on a regular basis, and I still find myself making notes and doing things that I could do better, even in how I write the description text and add the links for ways to subscribe to the podcast, etc. I continually update my game on that as well. And like I said, I've got two podcasts that I've done well over 100 episodes of each of them. So don't get hung up on being perfect. Do start. Do figure out the cheapest, easiest, most accessible, and most controllable way for you to start producing your podcast, and then just do it. Consider it practice. And again, no one's going to hold it against you if your first few episodes aren't fantastic. But have something available, have your platform set up, start your brand, and then get into a process. Are you going to do it every week, every day, every month, twice a month, every other Saturday, only on full moon, whatever it is? It doesn't matter to me what your process is, but you need to create some consistency for your potential audience so they understand if they really like this, they'll get another one in a week, or they'll have to wait a month, or they're only going to see one a quarter. And there's no perfect silver bullet for the thing that always works. Now, there are kind of commonalities of the most highest rated podcast, typically once to twice a month, no more than that, typically 20 to 30 minutes, etc. You can see that some of my stuff kind of fits into these parameters. That's not by accident, but you don't have to do it that way. But what's more important is consistent. If you tell people this will happen every Saturday, it had better happen every Saturday. You can't take Saturdays off. You've got to be consistent. So number one, get started. Don't be intimidated. Just do it. Don't worry about being perfect. Number two, be consistent. Deliver on a regular basis. You can change the content. You can change the format. You can change what you're talking about. You can change how you take interaction from other people. You can change it from one person to two person or four people on the podcast. It doesn't matter that your first episode was just you. You're not stuck with that forever. But when you do find a formula that you think you want to stick with, then be consistent in the delivery of that formula. So that's the difference between being irregular in the beginning and then being consistent as you build. Is once you develop what it is you're doing, deliver it consistently so your audience understands the expectation. They know what they're going to get. They know when they're going to get it. They know how much to invest themselves, how to tell their friends about it. If they can't describe it to their friends or can't recommend it to their friends because they don't know when it's going to happen again, or if the format's going to be completely different every single time, then it's hard for them to take the time and put their reputation online with their friends to recommend your podcast. So consistency is key in being successful and successfully building an audience for your podcast. Podcasting is media. So ultimately, you have to have audience. You have a message. You produce that message. You deliver it. You have an audience that takes that message in. And then we're in a conversation, if you will, across the technology, the ability for them to interact with you online, whether it's social media, go to a website. Some apps that I mentioned earlier have an ability for people to call in and leave comments that you can play later on the show. There's ways of recording comments, recording interviews with people, etc. All of this interaction can happen, but you have to be creating content that people want to consume, need to consume, and find some value in, and at a consistent pace, at a consistent level, and creating expectations and meeting up to it. It's just like any other type of media. It's like any type of communication. The clearer, the more defined, the easier it is for someone to digest, the more likely they are to enjoy it, to find value in it, to recommend it to other people. It's just that simple. If you think of it that simple, you won't be intimidated by producing podcasts. In fact, you'll just start doing it. Get started, gain that feedback, get better, learn. We've talked about many times in this podcast that setbacks are not failures. If they don't keep you completely kill your momentum, but setbacks are ways you learn. There are opportunities in those failures. Learn from things that don't go as well, things that didn't go as expected, things that people say they like, dislike. Take that feedback and reinvest that into your process. Make your process better and better and better. Eventually, when your process outgrows your equipment or your production value, that's when you can spend some money on better equipment, better recording scenarios, or maybe even traveling to go interview people who have a better following online than you do, or have an interesting topic that you think would bring attention and bring followers, bring listeners to your program. Investing in equipment, investing in time, investing in travel, maybe even paying a guest to be on. I have never paid a guest to be on, and I've never been paid to be a guest on a podcast, but some people might find value in that. If you have already built a process, you really understand your show, and you understand the value of what that person might be being on your show, then the idea of paying them or not paying them might be more realistic. But in the long run, it's not something you see very much on a regular basis, so don't get too worried about that as well. But it's about reinvesting in something that goes from a hobby to something that is more potential to be a career or be a part of your career or part of your job. So invest in yourself in that process. Another thing you can do is watch what other people do, not just what they say, but what they actually do. There are podcasters. If you're considering podcasting, it's the same thing if you're going to be a social media influencer or any sort of communication professional. The people you look up to, the people that you think are doing a great job, the people that you're very impressed with, the people that are in the position you wish you were in will often tell you how they got there. And that's fine. Listen to that. Take that advice. Do your homework on it. But also watch what they do, how they produce their podcast, how they promote their podcast, if they have guests, if they are guests on other programs, and how they translate it into business opportunities outside the podcasting world, or are they getting paid to make the podcast? So Joe Rogan gets $100 million. The rest of us, 100 million podcasters, are making a buck, right? Only one to his 100 million. That's how that goes. But how did Joe build his career? How did he get where he's at? Same thing with great social media influencers and podcasters out there, YouTube stars, etc. Anyone who has built a career you're envious of, listen to what they say when they talk about it and then watch what it is they actually did when they built it. But remember, you're being influenced by them, you're being motivated by them, you're being inspired by them, you're taking what they're doing and then putting your own spin on it, because you can't plagiarize. You can't just simply take what they did and redo it in your voice. Now, you could take a basic concept. Interviews is a basic concept. Things that having guests on, having interviews, having a two-person back and forth conversation, have multiple people conversations, doing things while having activities like playing sports or being in a bar or listening to music. All of these things are basic concepts. You can say, so-and-so does on the show, I would like to do something similar. Just make sure that your actual delivery is something that is different so that it stands out. It is your version of it and not their version of it. And that way it can move forward in a really great way without being plagiarizing. So the quickest, best, easiest way to not plagiarize is to simply be focused on authenticity. Be yourself. Talk about things you're interested in, things you have passion for, things that you have knowledge of because you pay attention to them because you're interested in them. Maybe it's something that you do on a regular, this is what I do for my job, and so I have interest in it, but I have passion for it. That's why I do it on a regular basis. Other people have podcasts about sports, about leisure activities, about scientific ideas, about mysteries that they're interested in solving, and then you get to come along with them on the journey. So be authentic, be interesting, and think of your listeners. Don't just talk to hear yourself speak, but think of what someone would want to hear. What do they need to hear? You need just to have a point A to point B conversation with them. You need to explain the process. You need to give them information. They need to walk away from listening to your podcast with more than they had previously. That's an essential to being authentic and keeping things real and creating value for your podcast guest. And so that's another aspect that too many people miss out on, is they want to do something they're interested in, which is super awesome and essential to be beneficial, but they get so focused on what they want to do and what they want to hear and how they want to do it, as opposed to actually delivering value for their audience. So you can't develop an audience if you don't give to your audience. Give, give, give. In fact, speaking of giving, when a lot of people ask me how you make money, how do I make money on the Saturday Morning Hustle? I don't make money on the Saturday Morning Hustle. Occasionally make a couple of dollars on the Saturday Morning Hustle, but it's not anything close enough to even begin to replace my day job and all the other things that I do that actually make me actual money. The Saturday Morning Hustle is a part of my self brand. It's a part of me representing myself, part of me communicating with people, part of me creating potential relationships with you here online and across this technology and across this medium, where you might find me interesting and valuable and want to do business with me and do business with the Golden Group, my day job, if you will. Maybe you want to have me on your podcast or your video program. You want to interview me, some sort of media opportunity, which is potentially really good for myself and my career. All these things come with being on this podcast, hosting this podcast and my business podcast. You know, we've got the swag in the swag store, occasionally sell a couple of t-shirts, a couple of hats, make a couple of bucks. That's more, again, fun and appreciation for people who are fans of the program, who like what's going on and they want to engage. And so wearing a t-shirt, wearing a hat, or getting a phone cover with the Saturday Morning Hustle on it is something that is beneficial to them. And again, a lot of that swag or people asking for it, that feedback from the audience about, here's what we would like, here's how we would participate with the show. We talked earlier about people being paid to be guests and things like that. Make sure that they're bringing value to your podcast and bringing value to your audience, bringing real interest, real difference in what you could do on your own before you consider having guests, being a guest, etc. But that's something for me that pays off in the long run. So the long run is how you need to look at a podcast. You're not going to start a podcast tomorrow and three episodes in get the $100 million Joe Rogan deal. No one has. Joe Rogan didn't even get that deal after three podcasts, or 30, or probably 300. But you can do things that are beneficial for your self-brand, for your career, for things that you're interested, potential future opportunities you may not even know or be aware of or understand or be interested in yet, could come about by simply being a very good communicator, very well organized, and producing a podcast on a regular basis about something you have interest in, you have a topic on, and maybe something as simple as people, you get access to information you wouldn't normally, you get invited to things you wouldn't normally get invited to, you might get an opportunity to create a side hustle or a second career, and that's how things like podcasts pay off. You might represent yourself very well where someone thinks you're a very smart person, you're very skilled at what you do. Maybe they want to hire you to do this full-time work for them. If you're like me, where your business comes from things of this nature, having people feel like they know you, have a relationship through the technology and medium as a beginning of the process of potentially being hired to work for them or for them to be clients of mine. If you're in a career transition, if you want to leave the type of job you have or leave corporate altogether, if you want to go out on your own, you want to freelance, creating podcasts is a great way to, with a little bit of extra effort after the 9 to 5 on nights and weekends, create some content, put it out, promote it via social media, share it with your friends, and create a different avenue for you that might potentially become the job opportunity that takes you out of the job you don't like without interrupting that 9-to-5 process, because it typically podcasts are very easy to produce. You don't have to do video. You can do video, but you don't have to. So simply having a very low cost or free app, getting into a quiet space in your house or apartment, producing content, and then having a little bit of a distribution strategy, you can very easily, quickly create something that has interest, has value, that people pay attention to, and that might help you transition into something outside of that 9-to-5 corporate thing that you're doing now, if that's your scenario as well. So I already mentioned swag, right? The potential to create some swag, to create some products that you might be able to sell that might lead into other things. Or a lot of people who are personalities, a lot of YouTube stars, a lot of TV people who have transitioned into other types of products, other types of influencer payments, things where people pay them to do things, to show up places, to put their name on things, to be involved in things because they have an audience and they have influence. And podcasting is definitely one of the ways to do that. The other thing to think about is with podcasting is you can reuse your content. The content that you use in the audio portion of the podcast, obviously you can also have the audio and you can have the video. You can have different versions, short, medium, and long. Today we're going long. We're going really long today, but there'll be a short version that'll be on social media later. There'll be a medium version that'll be on IGTV, the Instagram TV. That's completely behind the scenes a couple of minutes before I even start recording. That video starts with some behind the scenes and exclusive discussions. So right here, producing this content, I'm already producing content in 2, 3, 4 different ways. Eventually we'll translate it into some written things. Occasionally, some of my podcast content triggers something else in me that becomes a full-form long post, a blog post, an article on LinkedIn, something for my website, etc. So creating content on the regular basis via a podcast is a great way to get into your process. Showing the behind the scenes is something that's very interesting. People really appreciate that. We've already talked about having guests on or being a guest on other people's programs, etc. All of this is content. Content is essential for business. If you have command of a topic, if you can deliver it in a way that is consumable, people can see you or hear your voice and feel like they know you and that you have some sort of relationship, even if it's from afar. These are all things that break down barriers and create opportunities for you. So just keep things light, keep things fun, keep things conversational. Like we're talking to each other, like we're sitting in the living room together, talking to each other. Have a conversation with your audience. Be open to them having feedback. Ask them questions. And the questions they give you, the answers they give you, incorporate that into your next podcast. Answer their questions. Provide value for them, especially if they literally specifically say, this is the content I'm looking for. This is the information I'm looking for. I would love to hear you talk about this. I like your take on this. Could you explain this, etc.? Most things are prime for you can create great content that will have high value for the people asking. And for every person who asks you about it, there's another 10 who have the same question. They just didn't get around to asking you. So actually answering people's questions and engaging people in that way and encouraging people to ask you more questions in the future so that you could continue that two-way conversation is a great, amazing thing for podcasters. So I'm going to end this podcast by asking you a question. What would you do a podcast on? What topic, what subject, and what style would you deliver it in? Would it be serious? Would it be funny? Would it be casual? Would it be something outrageous? Would it be on the move? Would it be something that is very random? How would you deliver it? What would you talk about? And where does the idea and the passion and the interest of that come from? That's the question I'm going to ask you guys. Hopefully you guys will answer on social media or call in to the Anchor app. If you're on Anchor, there's a feature, you know what I'm talking about, to call in, leave a voicemail. I'll put it on a future episode of the Saturday Morning Hustle. Appreciate you guys tuning in today. So appreciative of everyone who listens to the Saturday Morning Hustle, who gives me feedback on social media, and absolutely people who come up to me in real life and tell me specifically something that they heard on the program that helped them, that was beneficial to them. That's what motivates me every single Saturday to make sure I'm up, make sure I'm in the office, make sure I'm out working the competition, and I'm making this podcast for you. So you have to take the opportunities as they come, continually to evolve. There are podcasts better than mine. They're a podcast not quite up to this level yet. There are people doing amazing things with simply a smartphone and a free app. So don't be intimidated. Be motivated. Get out there. Make it happen. We'll see you next Saturday on the Saturday Morning Hustle. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. We really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and the Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the info, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneuria Coffee and Donut flag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.